Hi, my name is Christina Healy. I'm a second-year doctoral student at Gallaudet University studying linguistics. My research looks at affect verbs in American Sign Language. Now, affect refers to an internal response to some stimulus. So, for example, if I'm walking down the street and I come across a big dog with its teeth bared and its hackles raised, I will most likely experience the affect of fear. Now, in talking about that situation, I could say, "That dog scared me." Scare in that sentence is an affect verb, and it's a specific kind called a stimulus subject affect verb, meaning that the sentence is about the stimulus, the dog. Now, if I wanted to make the sentence about the experiencer, myself, I could say, "I was scared of that dog." I could also say, "That dog is scary." That probably means that the dog scared me, but the sentence really implies that the dog has this inherent quality of being scary, that anyone interacting with the dog will experience the scared affect. So most English affect verbs are stimulus subject, scare, fascinate, intimidate, excite, disgust, and so on. American Sign Language is very different from English. Most affect verbs in ASL are experiencer subject. So my research is looking at, as I mentioned, English has these different ways of construing the focus in different ways, on the effect of the stimulus, or on the experiencer, or on an inherent quality of the stimulus. So I'm looking at, with experiencer subject affect verbs in ASL, what can you do to change the focus to the stimulus? When does that happen? What does it look like? And this is important for my work as a sign language interpreter, working with both languages, as well as for teaching English literacy skills to deaf students and teaching ASL as a second language. And it could also be helpful in mental health settings where ASL signers may be discussing traumatic events they've gone through, for counselors and interpreters to recognize the different ways that clients are construing situations as they talk about them. So that's what I'm looking at with affect verbs in American Sign Language.